CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, where the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, or we're broadcasting on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh First Nations, and the Coquitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Katsi, Stolo, and Coquitlam First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands. We thank them for their stewardship. Welcome to the show. My name is Leslie, and it's Music Monday here on the program. I'm going to be playing a playlist of music performed by Black musicians for Black History Month, of course. And this week we're doing tunes that are like kind of like instrument heavy. Like, it's not exactly easy listening. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's not so much like get up on your feet, dance, wiggle around, that type of music. Some of it is, definitely. Some of it is very much like, oh yeah, just moving your body to the flow. Some of it is like headbanging music. That's not exactly like, you know, you pull this out for easy listening time. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm making this distinction because I really like playing easy listening music on the show. And little do you know, listener, sometimes little do I know because I forget about this. I also enjoy listening to music of other genres and vibes and tunes, though I do have to say I lean towards easy listening, but these days my tastes have expanded somewhat. So this hour you're going to be listening to a little bit of slower music. We got a little bit of folk in there, have some local talent in there as well. Later on we're going to be moving on to some more like headbangy, thrashy stuff. Coming up on this hour we've got new music from Desiree Dawson, we have classics from More and More, we've got Eve's Tumor with some alt rock, we've got some pop punk from Meet Me at the Altar. Here is the first track off of her latest album, Our Roots Run Deep. This is Dominique Fizame with Give Me a Reason.
Trouble. Everyone's cup of tea, I'm not. Everyone's shot of whiskey, and I'm learning that I don't need to be. And if I turn away right now, well, I don't need you to miss me. I'm finding this new way, I'm feeling free. I might not be your glass of water after your day out in the sun, or band-aid your broken heart after battles never won. I might not be your cup of tea or your favorite shot of whiskey, but I'm learning, yes, I'm learning that I'm sure enough for me. I'm not everyone, everyone, everyone's cup of tea. No, I'm not everyone, everyone, everyone's cup of tea. No, I'm not everyone, everyone, everyone's cup of tea. No, I'm not everyone, everyone, and that's okay with me. This didn't happen overnight, been such a work in progress. I've spent most of my life just trying to please. And if the task was incompleted, well, hot damn, I feel defeated. I'm still a work in progress, and that's just me. I'm not everyone, everyone, everyone's cup of tea. No, I'm not everyone, everyone, everyone's cup of tea. No, I'm not everyone, everyone, everyone's cup of tea. No, I'm not everyone, everyone, and that's okay with me. Turn away right now, well, I don't need you to miss me. I'm finding this new way, I'm feeling free. I'm not everyone, everyone, everyone's cup of tea. No, I'm not everyone, everyone, everyone's cup of tea. No, I'm not everyone, everyone, everyone's cup of tea. No, I'm not everyone, everyone, and that's okay with me.
Start to talk about life and fame.
Sweet Little Hummingbird by Chorus of Courage and Julian Taylor. We're going to hear a little bit more of Julian Taylor coming up just in a little bit. But before that, you heard Desiree Dawson with Cup of Tea. Desiree Dawson being obviously a Vancouver icon. You're listening to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. I just want to quickly talk about Vancouver a little bit more because, I don't know, I feel like it's so imperative when we're observing these special cultural days, I suppose you could say, that we also try to locate ourselves geographically and engage with what's happening around us, literally in our environment. And so it is as such that I want to encourage you, the listener, if you've got time in the coming weeks, go check out Union Street, now playing at the Vancouver International Film Festival Theatre. This is a really important movie. I think everybody who lives in British Columbia should watch it. I think everybody who lived in British Columbia should watch it. And I think it should be, the things discussed should be firmly integrated into the BC education curriculum. But more on that later. For now, but more on that later, more about this great movie about Vancouver's Black community and its historical cultural hub later. For now, here's more music. This is Ndidi O with Baby Please. Away. Oh, I haven't eaten it in days.
just a poor boy.
Typically Tuesdays. That was Back Again by Julian Taylor Band. Before that, you heard some good old classic More More with Heaven's Only Wishful. My name is Leslie. Been talking a little bit about Union Street. Now is time to dive into it. So Union Street is a 2022 documentary directed by Jamila Pomeroy. And it is about Vancouver's Hogan Alley. Hogan's Alley is essentially the historic black neighborhood in Vancouver. And its residents were forced out, displaced, I feel, almost seems like too... sounds a little bit too neutral in some ways, but... For some reason to me, but the residents of Hogan's Alley were forced out, the neighborhood was destroyed by the creation of the Georgia Viaduct in the 1970s. So this film discusses the impact of that displacement on Vancouver's black community members, particularly in a sense that without like this physical space, there is a feeling of what I think might be best described as alienation from other community members and an alienation of a Vancouver locale of black culture in the larger encyclopedia of world black cultures. I was really excited to watch this movie. I think it had been on my radar for a while, and I had unfortunately missed it at the Vancouver International Film Festival last year. Fall when it was showing, but currently VIFF is putting on several showings of it for its Black History Month programming. There are a few dates coming up as well. I'll talk a little bit about that later on this hour, and I'll talk a little bit more about I think the reason why, the further reasons why, as to why literally I think everybody should be watching this movie. It is excellent. It is beautiful to look at, first of all, of course. Like, the visuals are just